Welcome to Nightchild Talks Prince, uncut and unscripted. So welcome back to Nightchild Talks Prince, uncut, where the horny pony meets the horny toad. Just a little quick episode tonight. Basically, there's been a new advert released for Target featuring Prince's track, Baby I'm a Star. And there's been a bit of controversy in the Prince community. Some people love it, they're quite happy about it, they see it as a way of promoting Prince's work. And some people feel this wouldn't be what Prince would have wanted, or that this was something Prince would have been against. And I just want to talk briefly about this. Now, Target, as a store, has a strong connection to Prince. It's obviously headquartered in Minneapolis, and Prince has worked with Target before. I think the time I most remember was when he released the Lotus Flower package with Lotus Flower, MPLS Sound, and Bria Valente's album Elixir, which is something that he really promoted incredibly well, because I remember at the time, this is a triple album, and it was exclusive at Target. And I think it was $11.98, you know, just $12 for three albums, which was incredible, incredible value. And I remember even when I bought it in the UK, the price was really low for three albums. So it was something that Prince sort of believed in terms of a promotional tool. But he clearly had a partnership with Target. He also produced an advert for Lotus Flower, specifically for Target, in which he played sections of the track Dreamer. And so in a way, this isn't some random kind of connection. This isn't just putting Prince's music to a credit card or to a bank or something, which obviously that's a whole other discussion. But it also brings out the wider argument, the wider issue. You know, Prince sadly isn't with us. And a large part of Prince's income was live performances. Now, obviously, that's sadly, and it gets sadder all the time when you think about it, not an option anymore. So the estate, who have spent lots of money on lawyers' fees and various other things, need to make money. Now, on one hand, no one, I don't think anyone, wants them to sell out the idea of Prince and put it on every piece of tacky merchandise in the world and every piece of, you know, really every advert and just completely sell it out to everyone. I don't think anybody really wants that. But equally, this is easy money for the estate in terms of to keep things going. It's one of those things where if you give a song, say, for example, to a film, as they did with Coming to America, they're coming to America, then that brings in a great deal of income and it's easy money. And it keeps Prince's music out there. And this is the argument, and I think it's a strong argument, that people will hear the music. And this advert's fun, it's upbeat, it's kind of, you know, Baby I'm a Star really gets the heart pumping. And it's done, you know, quite well in that sense. And I think it's very iconic to hear Prince's music at any time. Some people say, well, you know, this isn't the sort of thing the state should be involved in. But I don't know. I mean, I'd love to know what you think, because this could possibly bring new fans in. People might hear the song and seek out the album. This is obviously the year of Purple Rain, so Baby I'm a Star really fits into that. So I truly understand that. And a lot of people might just hear one song. I mean, I heard, obviously, back in the day, I got into Prince through Bat Dance, and that was largely promoted because of the film. So, you know, would it have been promoted quite as much if it weren't for the film? We don't know. I mean, it would still have been a big thing, but this brought me into Prince. So maybe, possibly, this music, hearing Prince's music, keeping it in the public consciousness and the kind of zeitgeist helps. It gets people to sort of, you know, be intrigued by the music and step in there. It's tricky. I mean, the estate has to make money. Now, on one hand, they can do that through super deluxes. They can do that through introducing a, you know, an NPG music club. They can do that through merchandise. And Lord knows we've had a lot of merchandise. There's been the whole Purple Rain kind of, what would you call it, winter gear almost. There's been umbrellas released, there's been Wellington boots, there's been, you know, raincoat, you name it, everything sort of there. And they have seen some criticism for merchandise, but then some people say, well, you know, it's up to you. If you want to buy this merchandise, that's your option. But obviously the focus, most people believe, should be on the music. And whilst this is an advert, this is getting the music out there. Because it's always been a tension, because there's two groups of people in the Prince world. There's the kind of the base, got a Prince followers who, you know, they know lots about Prince. They're really into Prince. And they want super deluxes generally, and they want kind of more in-depth stuff. And then there's the kind of the general public who perhaps don't know so much, or the what I call Prince curious, you know, people who know a bit about Prince, heard the odd song, you know, they might be open to learning more. And maybe this advert does something about that. I don't know. It's tricky, because obviously the commercial tension with Prince was always there throughout his life. On one hand, he would do commercial things. On the other hand, he would also do very artistic things. And most things were very much a blend of that. There were times when Prince really wanted to get, you know, a big kind of commercial success out there. You think of Diamonds and Pearls. You think of the musicology era, even 3121. And there were times when he went completely the other way with Slaughterhouse, Chocolate Invasion, the Rainbow Children. So it's tricky. There's these two bases, and there's that kind of real tension. But the advert, I don't think is... I think it makes sense in terms of the connection with Target. This, like I say, was a company he chose to work with before. This was something where he not only worked with them and made an advert for his album, but specifically for Target. But he released the Lotus Flower project, you know, for a while exclusively through Target. So it's something that he had those connections to. So I think that's interesting. I think there's stories that Prince has shopped there, although they said often he would shop in the kind of child section because to get some things that would fit. And it's quite interesting. There was a story about that recently. And I think it's tricky. It's tricky. I have sympathy for both arguments. No one wants to see Prince commercially exploited, but equally, in reality, we have to keep things going. In order to get more super deluxes, in order to keep Paisley Park going, the whole kind of general estate. I know Paisley Park is to an extent separate, but there's still strong connections, obviously, with the estate in terms of who's running it. And, you know, they're very much the same people in the sense of the overall company. You know, Londell is very involved in Paisley Park, etc. So it's tricky. It's really tricky. I hope people, you know, get involved in this in kind of Prince's work through this, and anyway into Prince's work is great for me. I don't think necessarily the Prince estate, not the Prince estate, but generally I don't think Prince is always reaching as many people as you think he perhaps should. Now perhaps I'm biased, I probably am, but you see other artists sort of that era, and I don't think of Prince as, you know, an 80s artist. I think that's quite reductive to what he was. I just mean there are lots of young people, you know, who still discover Madonna, who still discover Michael Jackson, etc. But I really wonder how they discover that now. I had a conversation recently with somebody who said it's all on TikTok. They said people show clips of Prince on TikTok, the viewing figures, great, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of views. There's people who say that, you know, there's a strong interest in Prince's work. And I really hope that kind of watching a 10, 20 or 30 second video leads people into thinking, I want to know more. I want to go on YouTube and find out some more. I want to buy an album. I want to, you know, download something just to kind of get that out there. I hope it leads into, you know, don't just watch the 30 second clip. If that engages you, then seek out some more. But I'll be really interested to see what you think. Do you think this is, on one hand, a commercial exploitation and, you know, Prince Estate shouldn't be going near this? We had this conversation a while back when there was a credit card, I think it was, and they used Prince's music on it. I think it was Let's Go Crazy. Or do you think this is a good way for the Prince Estate to make money, but also to keep Prince's music out there, and so people can hear it, enjoy it, and perhaps just perhaps this might be someone's first experience of Prince's music. You know, they listen to that, they look it up, they find out it's Baby I'm a Star, they listen to Purple Rain, they love it, they watch the movie, they then listen to 1999 or Parade or, you know, Sign of the Times, and it begins a kind of real interest, a lifelong interest maybe, in Prince. It's tricky. It's really tricky. Everybody wants to see this done sensitively, but I think there are strong arguments to be made that Target had a previous relationship with Prince, and it's something that he chose to do, including doing an advert for them. Well, I say for them, it's for his album, but exclusively Target advert with Dreamer on it. So let me know what you think. Just a quick podcast today, and I just want to say thank you to everybody for your support. It's really weird to come on here and just be open, just talk on what's on my mind in the Prince world, and I really appreciate the opportunity that I get to do this. Thank you, and I'll see you very, very, very soon.